Welcome to Live Unreal with Jeff Glover and Glover U.
So, Brian, tell us a little bit about yourself, my friend.
My name is Brian Guerra. I live in the Akron, Cleveland area of Ohio. Mm-hmm. I have been in real estate for 7 years.
Okay.
And I don't know if you actually knew this, but before I met you, had I not come to your event last January, I probably would have quit real estate.
Really?
Yeah. I was so burnt out. You know, in 2021, I did 100 deals. The following year, I dropped down to like 32 deals because I was so burnt out. I wasn't happy. It wasn't sustainable what I was doing.
Yeah.
And to be honest, you kind of taught me the way to do it sustainably.
Yeah.
And so thank you for having me
cool.
be here for that.
Yeah. I'm glad you're still with us.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You can clap for that. So you had a pretty massive jump in production, which is why you're up here, my friend. In 2022, you closed 34 units for $4 million, which, you know, listen, we can relate. I mean, you hear these numbers, Detroit and Cleveland. I mean, it's like one and the same in terms of average sales prices. 34 units for $4 million, and last year you had 73 units closed for $7.6 million in volume. So you more than doubled your production in 1 year. That's huge. That's huge. In a down year. So obviously, because of our average sales price, you know, we still got to sell more homes next year, my friend. All right. So talk to me. What changed? How did you go from 34 to 73 in 1 year?
I'm definitely going to credit it to your 100 house a year schedule that you actually provided last January.
Really? Would you say that's? I mean, there's probably several things, but is that just the first thing that comes to mind because we just talked about it, or is that for sure for you the number one thing?
That is what got me started in the year. It's okay. What got my habits right. It's what made me realize that if I want to be a top producer again, these are the things that I actually need to do. And obviously the things that I did during those activities were what were important. But I think actually getting down, realizing that discipline is step one, owning the morning, doing these things in the morning. It was so important.
Yep. So when you look at the schedule that I just shared then, how does it vary from your current schedule? Or what does your current morning look like?
Very different than that now. It actually gave me PTSD seeing you write it out again because it's true. You know, if you follow it, if you follow it, you will do those deals.
You will. But why do agents not follow it? Why do you think they hesitate to follow it?
Because it's freaking hard.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
And I think I kind of faded off of that because I realized, and you've really done a good job of helping me figure out why, I didn't need 100 houses to live my unreal life.
Yeah.
And so I realized I am not happy doing Jeff's 100 house a year schedule.
Yep.
I actually scaled it back.
Yeah.
I sleep in a little bit more, but one thing that I do on a consistent basis that is, I think, the most important thing is picking up the phone, being in my CRM, and following up.
Yeah, so let's talk about that for a second. One of the reasons for your average sales price is because you work with a lot of investors. Mm-hmm. So tell us how you got started with investors, because you know, some people will look at the numbers and say, well, you know, 73 units, $7.6 million, there's nothing sexy about that. That sounds like a lot of work. See, that they're laughing because that's
laughable.
What they were thinking.
Yeah, it's a low amount.
However, working with investors in a market like Seattle or in Dallas or in, you know, suburb of New Jersey or something like that, the average sales price, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, it might actually make sense to work with investors. So talk to us on how you got started with that source of business, because that's your number one source, right?
Yeah, that is my number one source of
business. So talk to us about that.
Investors kind of just fell into my lap when I first got started. You know, I jumped onto Zillow.
Uh-huh.
You know, I bought the cheapest zip codes I could.
Yeah, which, by the way, is something we actually recommend to agents. If they're looking to pick up more buyer business, don't go buy the expensive zip code. Mm-hmm. Buy the lower-end zip code. The ROI is higher, mm-hmm. and you got people there that will very much value your help.
Absolutely, and that is, I think, what really it empowered me to teach people. Not only was I getting investors, but I was getting people who maybe their parents or their family have never owned a home.
Yeah.
So it wasn't necessarily about investors in the beginning. It was about educating, empowering, and assisting any and everyone I came across in that. Through those repetitions, not only did I get to help, you know, families buying their first $50,000 house, but I'd also get all kinds of calls from first-time investors all over the country. And I take just as much time to teach them how to break down a deal, how to find a deal, is I take time consulting with a homeowner who wants to live in it.
Yeah, two things I like about the low-end sales is, number one, because there's not a lot of agents that work the lower price point. And again, it's all market relative, right? So if the average sales price in your market is $600,000, well then the low end is probably $250,000 or $300,000, right? If the average sales price in your market, like it is mine and it is in Cleveland, is if it's somewhere between $250,000 and $300,000, then yeah, you're gonna have some $50,000 to $100,000 houses. What's nice about that business is those investors who owned those homes, guess what they see on every closing? Who the other agent was on the other side of the transaction. I need to talk to this guy. He keeps bringing buyers to all my properties. Maybe I should be listening with him.
Has the relationships I actually have are amazing in the city of Akron that I live in.
Yeah.
I get calls before things are listed from property managers. Hey, Brian, I know you've got a buyer for this.
Yep.
Can we get it locked up so I don't have to list it? Property managers hate listing properties.
Yep. I love that. And not only that, but you know what else I love about working the low end? And again, it's all relative. Future business from that client is usually greater than working the high end, because the high end, it's probably their final house or one of their final homes, where the low end, you're gonna be a part of transaction number 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, for the next 20, 30 years. Because you know they're now going to turn around and sell their first home, and then they're going to buy their second home, and then that one usually goes quickly because that's usually still a smaller home, right? Have you had a lot of that happen in your 7 years?
Yeah, I mean, I still have a few of the same clients that I did that year one. They've yeah. stuck with me, and what's amazing is once you take an investor through a certain life cycle, you may start out on inexpensive homes, single yeah. family homes, but eventually. Yeah. They grow and they need yeah. to sell all those, and now they want to buy multi-million dollar
yeah.
buildings.
Yep.
So now, it's just that introduction is so important. Keeping them satisfied is really
so
important.
One other thing, because again, a lot of people kind of shy away from investors because they think it's a lot of work for a little pay. And when you look at units and volume again, man, it's not really a lot of money. You're charging minimum commission. So don't do the math and say 7.6 million times 3%. You're charging minimum commissions. So your actual GCI percentage-wise is actually a lot higher than what it would be on an agent at 7.6 million times 3%. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. I know that the work that I do in teaching investors is something that's going to make them so much stinking money.
Yeah.
So that first initial call, I'm letting them, you know, I'm asking about their goals. How did they get to this point that they're at? And I try to find the gaps of knowledge. And, mm-hmm. and that's the time that I take to then fill in those gaps of knowledge.
Yeah.
Hey, this is what I'm gonna do for you. This is how you break down a deal. I'm really filling in any gaps of knowledge. And you know, I would really like to commit to working with you.
Yeah.
I do know how much my time is worth, and I understand yep. that I'm gonna be such a valuable resource for you.
Yeah.
And because of that, I do charge a minimum commission. Oh my gosh, Brian, like that's it? Like we'll yeah. give you more if we need to.
Yeah.
If you really come with value, yeah. teach them something they don't know. And
yeah.
like that was the yeah. key. They don't mind paying if you're yeah. giving them the value.
Yeah, and by the way, we wish we could give you specifics, but for obviously recent reasons of conferences talking about commissions, we've discussed not actually sharing the amount and how you do it. So if you want that one-on-one, I'm sure he'd be happy to tell you, but we know that this is being recorded and watched by others. So we're gonna stay away from that. So talk to us about your open house plan. I'm sorry, I have one more question on investors. If I'm in the room right now, starting from scratch, day one, you know what? I see an opportunity in my market. Not a lot of agents are working with investors because they're afraid of them or this or that. What's like the number one thing that I can do right now to get started? Not so much what you're doing, because I think there's a lot of people in the audience with all sources of business that say, well, of course he's been doing it for 7 years. Well, of course he's been doing it for 12 years. Well, of course he's been working that database for a decade. I can't get that result tomorrow. And we all know it's not gonna come tomorrow, but if I'm in the audience and I make a decision right now that I wanna be known as the investor agent in my market, if you had to start all over again, knowing what you know now, your experience with Glover U, coming to events and hearing everything, where would you start?
Telling the more experienced agents in my office, hey guys, if you have anything that's far away from you or maybe in a price point you don't want to work with, please keep me in mind.
Yeah.
I know so many agents that don't take any deals below 100,000. I'm their go-to guy
yeah.
for that exact reason.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay taking them. And I think that's the key, is just yep. letting the agents in your community know that
yeah.
you're okay working those things. And
yeah.
hey, I'll even give you a referral.
Yeah.
Because once you get them under your belt, yeah, you might pay a small referral
sure.
fee, but they're
yeah.
going to be repeat buyers and sellers.
They are.
So just yeah. get them in your Rolodex.
Yeah, I love that. That's really good advice. Awesome. Good stuff. Let's hear it for Brian.
At the midway point of my year, every year, I take a look at what's working in my business and I double down on it. And I take a look at what's not working in my business and I eliminate it. Hi, I'm Realtor Jeff Glover, and I'm excited to announce that I'm going to share with you everything we're going to do to list and sell over 1,000 homes this year right here in my market. You've got the chance to be surrounded by over 1,000 agents from all over North America, from all brokerages. July 15th through the 18th, we're going to be in a little town called Traverse City, Michigan. It's a gorgeous resort town at the Grand Traverse Resort. You can go to gloveru.com/retreat. That's gloveru.com/retreat, or click the link below to take a look at the 3.5-day schedule of one-on-one interviews, masterminds, breakout sessions, main stage segments, and of course, keynote speakers. 3.5 days surrounded by the best of the best in the industry. In the middle of the summer, it's a perfect time to get away and prepare yourself for the second half of the year. We'll see you this July.